that way. He didn't hear that one. I mean, in a word of prayer, O Keeper of Nations, O Prince of Peace, arise, welcome to Kaduna, fulfill your counsel, perform your goodwill. Let the majesty of your authority be felt in the land, and let your name be glorified. Welcome him, welcome him, welcome him, welcome him. The land is ready for you. Your people seek the emergence of your face in the territory. For our weeping have been long, our lamentation has endured beyond the night. Is it not written that weeping may endure for the night, but our times of mourning have trespassed the boundaries of the night? Even in the daytime, we cannot make merry because of cruel bondage and hardship. So we invite you, O Savior, come! Come with fire in your eyes. Oh. Come with a flame in your eyes. Let your terror be felt in the land. Let the strong meet with your strength. Let the boastful meet with your power. Let the excellency of your majesty be revealed. We cry as a people. We cry as Kaduna. Arise in our midst. Bring us deliverance quickly. Let your voice be heard. Cry to him for that. That the strength of Jacob might arise for her people. The noise of weeping, an obituary of a city. Now our face are turned unto Jerusalem. Let the king that dwells there awake and defend her people. Bring salvation to our inheritance. We come upon your name. Kaboseni mokoria baba mata. Izosena iko banesi. Reskupita liko bando. Amantes koba isko bread. Let the tears of the weary, the tears of the faint, be precious in your sight, O great one. Arise, 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 arise. For we have been rendered homeless. Our lands have been taken from us. Oppression has been our pain, our story. So we turn our faces to the hills where we seek salvation. Come suddenly, come with fire in your eyes. Can you provoke him tonight? Provoke him. I so speak on my inner light. We have come to Cabela. Provoke him. Let his jealousy awake. Oh. with fire in his eyes. The noise of his appearing shall be heard in the land. Stand yourself, O King of Kings. Be precious in thy sight. Let the tears of the afflicted ascend before your throne as a memorial. Come to us. Come to us in Kaduna. Come with fire in your eyes. Come with your staff of justice, judgment, and equity. Come as a king, and let the King of Nations be disciplined at thy presence. Jehovah Sabaoth, we call you. The one that took on Egypt and the power therein, we call you, we call you, we cry to you. We cry to you. The sons of the land, the daughters of the land, they cry to you. Come to us. Deliver us. Shine upon us. Yamos Kelly Nine Toma Bahala Isotele Kelly Nabros Katemi. promises you made to our ancestors, prophecies you decreed by your mouth concerning our emancipation, our deliverance, our actualization. Even Simeon of old came into the temple in his lifetime and he beheld the consolation of Israel. When will you come to Nigeria? The harvest is past. The spring has ended, yet our salvation has delayed. Oh, monarch of Zion, oh, we call you from the land of Kaduna. We call you. We call you. We call you. When will you arise? When will the cup of the Amorites be filled? When will the days of our servitude be numbered, be measured? We ask tonight, stir up yourself. Stir up yourself. Stir up yourself. Oh, thou that dwellest in the midst of the cherubim, stand forth. Can you break the stranglehold of division that is among our people in Kaduna State, so that with one voice salvation will come to us? Oh, stir up yourself. Stir up yourself, Lord. Stir up yourself, O King. Stir up yourself, O King of Kings. We appeal to you. There is no court among men that will give us justice. So we turn our faces to Zion. We look toward Jerusalem. Oh, we look to the hills. We look to the hills. Let salvation come. Let redemption come. I can't hear your somebody cry. It's a time of lamentation. We come with sackcloth, with ashes to cry, to lament. Can you raise your scepter of justice? Can you raise your scepter of equity and judgment? May our cry today arise and be a memorial in your presence. That the sons and daughters of Kaduna, they lament, they cry, they seek justice from heaven. Arise, 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 and let your enemies be scattered. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let your enemies be scattered. We seek destiny. We seek what the prophets prophesied. We seek the manifestation of what you promised us. Of a new era. A new time. A time where righteousness will flourish. And where the princes of corruption will be exiled. We do not seek a new thing, but we seek our actualization as is captured in prophecy. One will become a thousand. Where a small one will become a strong nation. Where the mighty and the strong will rise again from Zion. Where the saviors will emerge. We seek our destiny. We seek the utterances of the prophets. We seek its fulfillment. Do something in our midst. Do something in keeping with what you have said. Show us a sign these days. Show us a sign from heaven. Did you not say that salvation will come from the womb of this land? Show us a sign from heaven. All our heart is faint. Show us a sign. Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to rest, come and reign among your people. Your inheritance. Let the sound of the king that is locked up in our womb be released. Oh, we seek redemption. We seek actualization. We seek the days of fulfillment. Lord, is there. Today we have not come for another gathering, for another event. We came to transact with the living God and to bring to his remembrance the immutability of his counsel in keeping with the utterances he has given that speak for our good, that speak for the days of our actualization, where the sons and daughters of our land will become agents of salvation to the nations of the earth. We seek a sign from heaven. Yeah. We seek a sign from heaven. Lord, that's why we came to Kaduna. That you might give us a sign that you have not abandoned us, that you have not left us, that you are still walking in your wisdom to perform your counsel. Oh my God. Come in our midst. Descend in our midst. Yes. And show us It's time. This is our prayer before you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The validity of the counsel of God is from everlasting to everlasting. Shortly, the Lord will show us the sign. The spirit of prophecy will break out in this assembly tonight, somewhere, maybe 2 minutes into the message. Maybe 3 minutes. We have not come here for conventional conferences. We came here to understand the direction that God is charting for His people. He will show us a sign today. Kobila Hale Kobe. Kobila Sile Kentelia. Miambo sakulale, ibasko teli kombele. For the willing of the land is precious in your sight. There is a covenant you have with us, and that's why you push your prophets to speak about our destiny. Oh, he comes already. He comes already. He comes already. Cause us to walk on dry ground like you did in the day of Moses. Part the river and make a way in the place where there was none. And let your covenant with this land never fail. Those among us that you have qualified to pick again the deposits that you put in this land for the purpose of salvation, meet with them tonight. Meet with them. Meet with them. Survive to come light and mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. I'm going to ask the congregation to be quiet for 2 minutes. And in this space of 2 minutes, something will pass through the congregation. Oh my God. So if you can, you may be quiet. If you can. If you can, you may be quiet. He will make a passage in our midst, and he will show us a sign. These are the seasons of which you spoke many years ago. We have come into it now. We have understanding of these times. And so we pray by understanding that thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Set time. Let's come. The spiritual prophecies in this room, I don't know how we'll coordinate it because we need a feedback before I begin to preach. Stati, you might need to give out a microphone where we judge the prophecies as they come forth. Show us a sign. Assures us that he will yet reign again, that his glory will be seen again. The spirit of prophecy is still present. Still present. We will take at least two witnesses before we continue. Okay, Genesis, you know what you do? As they speak, write it down and give it to me. Because we don't have time. If you ask the Lord the right question, he will answer. Either in public or in private. So, great one tonight. We thank you for the assurances that you are beginning to give us. Guide us tonight. Let your voice be clear to us.
I come there with fresh water like a last in the territory. Hello!
Just write it. We don't have time. Where's Genesis? Write it. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting for you. When you are done, you bring it up. You may sit. You may sit. Tonight, don't be surprised if someone by your side is just prophesying We it's a feedback system. We have asked the Lord a question, a passionate question, and we see His willingness to reach to us in such comforting words. So the scribes, you just get the intelligence across why we labor in the scriptures. From the radar that I'm seeing here, the spirit of prophecy is still on two people. I'm going to give an additional 5 minutes so that that grace can rest. Father, set up yourself in our midst and let the utterance be articulate. Let it come in simple, plain language as Jesus would have spoken if you were physically present in this auditorium. So the scribes take note, oh my God, and extract every form of feedback that the Lord is bringing. It will yet rest on about two individuals. When we get the feedback, then we'll continue. Instead of snapping pictures, just take a sheet of paper, write the intelligence down. Make sure you write it down, those of you in that exist. Make sure somebody writes down what that sister is saying. And let all the intelligence come in. We have not come for a conventional conference. No. The days of conferences are over. Now the monarch shows forth. He shows forth in His glory and His splendor. Ha! I see in the spirit. Make sure you describe, make sure you get the feedback. I see a door open. Now, you know, these kind of angels are not common. They are not common. What I see right now, this type are not common. When judgments are passed over territories, there are some angelic beings that come into the land. So I see one of them here. The spirit of prophecy is still present. That's why I'm not preaching. Let it come forth in simple, plain language, as Jesus will have spoken if He were physically present here. The hand of the Lord is increasing. Oh my God, it's increasing. It's increasing. Oh my. Jehovah Lamini come. So one of the feedbacks that came is the Kaduna crying no more. For your cry has ascended unto me in the heavens. Righteousness and holiness shall yet spread forth in the land. I will come again to your land. Only pay thou attention to my biddings. It says it's a new season. Do not hold unto the former things. Behold, a new thing has come. I will move upon the people and they shall hear my voice. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. For the Son of Righteousness, he shall rise again. It says, you ask for a sign. So I am sending a sign during the course of the year. So the Lord says, a sign is coming during the course. Oh! I see a window open. In the next 21 seconds, an utterance is coming. In 21 seconds, there is a window open, and the hand of the Lord will come strong upon someone in the congregation. He say he is here, that is glory. He's here. Lord, we have waited long for you. The ground is parched. Men live in fear. Tonight, oh my God. Now, as where you are seated, you can speak in tongues in a moment. I see us moving in the spirit to a different location. A different location. Yeah, a different location. There is a movement. There is a migration that is taking place. Indeed, a new season is come upon us. My Sosela Mahalaita. Bilo Mela Sike Mahabaha. Yeko Vila Antelia. Misko Fela Makadande Kali. Yamo Seli Kabahamas. Emmanuel, all the world is called in your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? So that we will walk on dry ground. swallow our enemies. Raise your staff of equity, your staff of justice. Nigeria is before you, oh God. And this is the time you promised us. This is the season you spoke about. By terrible things and righteousness, by an outstretched arm, by a strong hand arise. Oh, we make proclamations. We make proclamations. We make proclamations. Arise with a strong hand. In the name of Jesus. Part the rivers, part the waters. We will walk into our destiny on dry ground. The voice of our enemies we will no longer hear. The days of salvation are come. Grant the intercessors in our midst authority in the spirit. Authority to restrain the darkness and to steal the voice of the principality. Give us rank. Kobali Kasantola. Pentecosteni Makantelia. Bali no Stenia. Bukasteni Makande. We need rank to come against this beast. Grant us grace. Let there be no feeble one that will walk out of this place tonight. Is it not written that you brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among their tribe? Take away weariness. And impart strength by your spirit. If you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, this is the time to pray. There is a war in heaven, I see. There is a war. Oh! Isa pokoseni, ba itokobe lakadia, esali kompa, ikapelo si. I see a war in heaven. Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to reign. Emmanuel, all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, will you come again? Emmanuel, and the church will see your holy face. Emmanuel, when you come to it, you are all the world is calling your name. Emmanuel, when you come and the time you Kadia Pokeva. Only one has opened. Can we labor in the spirit and demand that the second closed door might open? Hey. Is it not written that with you is the key of David? That openeth, and no man can shut. Oh, arise. Let our borders, our gateway in the spirit be open. The landmark of the faith and the prayers of our ancestors. Let it be open. Let it no longer be shut. Let it be open. Aha! Let money fail. Let deception fail. Let manipulation fail. Let witchcraft fail. Let lies fail. In the name of Jesus. Dead. Let your victory over our nation end tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of my belly shall flow
rivers of living water.
One more time.
Out of my belly shall flow.
Stolen by manipulation, by witchcraft, by divination, by stargazing, by astrology. We take it back. We take it back. We take it back. We ride on the power of our new strength, even by the Holy Ghost. Oh my God. We take it back in the name of Jesus. The land is being liberated. Those that are in bondage in our midst, you also be liberated. As the chains over the nation are broken, so also the chains on individuals will begin to give way. Father, if there be anyone chained here, I give a command tonight. Let the chains break, 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 break. Also, when you find them, bring them here to the theater of deliverance. I say change, break, 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 break. Stranglehold. The activities of witches. I challenge it. And I break it. Break tonight. Break tonight. Break tonight. My ushers don't want to work today. You're on holiday. I said, break in the name of Jesus. Let the fetters, the bound, the instruments of bondage placed on the life of man. Let it break tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. For even the land itself hears the voice of liberty. Oh my God. Kupela ikosile. Out of my belly shall flow. Let the spirit that tie, the spirit that cripple, the spirit of reproach, the spirit of darkness, I command you in the name of Jesus, get out! Now, I have a prophecy. But I will prophesy in parables. Oh, so that he that has an ear will hear what the Spirit is saying. Satan, go in the name of Jesus. And this shall be a sign unto you that the prophecy I want to give is true. I want to show you the sign first before I prophesy. Then I told my man, I will say is true. The Lord will heal three people on their eyes. He will heal three eyes. When he has done that, before he prophesied, because that is a sign he gave, so that you will believe. Not for me, I believe, but you will not believe. So he's interested in helping you. And now, told my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Listen. Can you hear me? You cannot hear me. Only people that are sincere will be helped of the Lord this night. Listen, I see in the spirit. Somebody in this congregation. Someone suggested to you that he wants to help you. And he gave you something that was like a bangle for the hand. Listen carefully. That bangle can be placed on the hand. The bangle can be placed on the leg. That was what the person gave you. And the person had intentions to help you. Even though you are not using that bangle presently, but the person gave you something like a bangle. It can be used on the hand. It can also be used on the leg. It is that individual that I'm looking for this night. You that received a bangle. It can be used for the hand. It can also be used for the leg. Someone intending to help you gave it to you. It is you the Lord has sent me to. If you can be sincere, I will help you. The person in this congregation, you were given a bangle by someone that intends to help you. The bangle can be worn on the hand, can also be worn on the leg. If you accept, I will help you. So I give you 7 seconds. If you are the one, come, then I will help you. If 7 seconds expire, then I cannot help you. The bangle that was given to you is diabolical. Evil spirits were invoked upon it before it was given to you. I'm not aware if you know that or not, but you were given. If you accept and come, I will help you and take from you a burden that you cannot bear. Pastor T, can you investigate this matter? Listen to me. Are you there? You're not there. I will prophesy first before we sit down. Don't worry. I know you are standing. We're all standing. If your eyes are open to see the demons that have been disappointed already this night, then you will understand why the devil fought us yesterday. But I will not open up. Why Satan fought us yesterday, part of those evidences are beginning to show up. Where is Pastor Tena? You have one handkerchief there.
Yes.
Bro, take it, put it on that lady that is shouting and the demon go out. You know, I want to talk, so we need to shut them up. Yeah, all right, move it to another one. The demons will come out, okay? Yeah. Please, I need your attention. Are you still with me here? Tomorrow is the healing night, not today. Today, we want to cast out the devils that are in the land, the ones that have held us in captivity. Cast it. I beheld in the spirit, and I saw two candle lights burning with fire. A wind came, and one of the candle lights was blocked out, lost its fire. It was remaining one candle. The same wind came, and it blocked out the second candle light. And the Lord told me that this is a shape of the judgment that you will see. For there are two candle lights that will be put out, says the Spirit of God. This is my parable. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now, I know you don't believe my prophecy, so the Lord knew you will not believe. So he said, he will heal three eyes as a sign that what I said is true.
Papa, let's hear this from what you are saying.
Oh.
Now, this is the closest related to what you said. She said last year her boyfriend gave her a bangle.
Her boyfriend gave her a bangle.
To be used at the hand or the leg.
Good.
So this is the closest to what you described.
Go back. Is she still with that boyfriend?
Are you still with your boyfriend?
You're still with him. You need to see me at the end of the service. Eh? I have counsel for you. But meanwhile, come up. If it is you.
While she's coming up, Papa, hear this one. This young man said you speak in parable. For him, it wasn't a bangle, but a prophet gave him water to put in his water into his water for bed. He's a minister of the gospel for miracles and of all of that.
Don't worry, I will. That's where's the lady coming up? Who stopped her? Hey, if it is true that she's the one, the power of God will arrest her. But if it's not, if she's not the one. These are the days where the Lord is even more willing than we are. All we need to do is, Lord, I'm here. And then he begins to do his own thing. So if he's the one, the hand of the Lord will come. Are you still in possession of the bangle? You're not. Where did you keep it? It cut by itself. Since then, you placed it at home. All right, so you will still give pastor to help you dispose of it properly. Now, so if you are the one I'm talking about, the Lord will release his anointing on you to break the power that you took upon yourself the moment you received that bangle. And if you are not the one, nothing will happen. Then we'll still be looking for the one. Father, if this lady is the one you spoke about that needs urgent deliverance, so that they will not be able to tap into her bloodline and orchestrate things that will give Satan a harvest from her life, if she's the one, I ask that your mighty hand that arrests darkness will descend upon her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. That hand of power, hand of grace, if she's the one, let it descend on her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. If she's the one, show us a sign. If she's not, leave her alone. If she's the one, throw us a sign. If she's not the one, leave her alone. Okay, I was told I need to talk to you. If she's the one, throw us a sign. And let the powers be destroyed. Now I transfer. I destroy the powers. And the one that attempted to tap into your bloodline, I release judgment on that one this night. Bitter judgment. Let the evil spirit that was released to tap your blood, let its power be broken in the name of Jesus. Broken in the name of Jesus. Broken. You said that something happened.
Yes. Okay. I was talking about this brother. He's a minister. He's a minister of the gospel. Somebody gave him water to put in his water to take his bed. That will help him.
Okay, it will help him with miracles.
Miracles. Sir.
Help him with signs and wonders. Bro, it's not water. What we drank is not water. We followed Jesus in the wilderness. He saw that we were proud people. He detained us for... He used 10 years to deal with pride in my heart. I was detained for 10 years. Even if I had gone on NTA and said, I'm on television, nobody would have heard me in those days because I was detained. And even now, it's not as if the whole pride has gone. But, are you there? You are not. So he just said, well, we will try you. We know the infirmity. If you have been cured considerably, but if they test, they will still find traces. But we are short of time. So even me, myself, I'm conscious of what he's fighting. It's not water we drank. We receive dealings from God. He chastised, broke the ruling power of the appetites that we carry, so that we can inherit the real things of our kingdom. What happened to him?
He's a military man.
Yes.
A prophet gave him a handband for protection as he was going to Maiduguri.
Come on. I have protection for you from Jesus. Not... Samokoria Birakos. Will destroy the power of the protection and then give you protection from Jesus that will see you through your career. That no harm will come to you till you retire. Stretch your hand in his direction and destroy every foul power and put upon him the power of Jesus. 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 I clothe you. I clothe you with the power of Jesus. And because you were humble to come out in an open congregation, I decree to you that no harm will come to you. Many may die beside you, but you will come back without a scratch. Again and again. So let it be written. So let it be done. In Jesus' name. Go back. You collected water. Did you drink it? What did that do? You used it to take your bath. You
water.
Mixed it.
Yes, sir.
Did you find the power? Did you see the power?
No, sir.
Because that's not the way to power. But come. Since you are sincere, come. I will remove that one. And ask the Lord to put you into the school of suffering that he put me. Many of you like power. That's your anger that will take Koboko. Do you accept the original school, the one that people suffer? Under, not under witchcraft, but under Jesus. to purge out our appetite so that they don't have the ability to rule over us. And we'll have only one God, and He will be the Holy Ghost, Jesus walking through the Holy Ghost in our life. Hilda, can we ask the Lord have mercy on him? His desire is not altogether wrong, but he stopped it in the wrong place. Have mercy. Let the power that was used to mix with his water, let it expire. Let it expire. Let it expire. Cry, cry to the Lord. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we neutralize every demonic power. We ask that you enroll him into the school of patience, the school of long suffering, the school of chastisement, the school of government. And by all means, unlock grace through his life in the fullness of time. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Yes. For this lady, a plumpy friend of hers had a bangle that was too small for her, and they handed over
no,
to her.
No, she's not the one.
This is a story of love.
Love.
Yes. What's
the meaning of love in Hausa?
So he met a damsel online, and they were chatting.
Oh, he met a damsel online?
Yes.
We need to add to the Ten Commandments, because there are the other commandments we need to...
So while they were chatting online, they chose to have a time to meet here in Kaduna, and she brought a love gift of a bangle for him.
Ah.
And she said, use this to remember me always.
It will come, let you know, just come up, come. Let's test, we have to test it. To remember me always. Okay, his own is not. Go. If you're still yes, amen. If you can give me 20 minutes, I'll just share something little. Then I'll pray a prayer. There's no way I can finish teaching anymore. So I'll just share maybe one verse, two verses. Then I pray. No, my own is not like Pastor Apostle Tenas or no. My own is real, two verses, real. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 4, just two verses. I'm supposed to use five verses, five scriptures. But I'll use two, and I will make my point. I'll pray a brief prayer, and I will take my seat. Tomorrow is the real night for miracles, so many things. That is if the Lord will allow us to even preach tomorrow. Because these days, I don't know what happens to me again. Romans chapter 4. Beginning from verse number 16, it's an attempt of Apostle Paul to bring education to us, and the reason for the presentation I'll be doing is to reveal the insurance policy that backs up the faith system. So this scripture reveals that there is an insurance policy that backs up the faith system. I would like to unveil that. And, you know, oh my God, the hand of God is still so intense. Maybe we'll pray that the Lord will hold on. But people that pray those kind of prayers, I don't like how they ended, so we'll not pray. For instance, there was a certain preacher of the gospel. He was a prayer machine, fasting machine, and almost everybody he shook fell. So he went to the Lord and said, this is an embarrassment. Please, let people not be falling. Until today, people have not fallen. Now he needs people to fall, but... So it's strange. That prayer point is not advisable. Therefore, 16, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Why? To the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, insurance policy. Now, I would like to take a moment to just explain. Like I said, I will not be talking for long. Most of us here are Bible scholars, Bible students in our own right. And it must be understood that in the scriptures there were two systems that God set up with which he will function by to administer the commonwealth that was going to be available to his people. The first system is the system of the law. And I know you know the law, so I don't want to dabble into that. But the second system is the system of grace. If the system of the law was efficient as an administrative system to distribute the things that God wanted his people to inherit, there will be no need for us to subscribe to the system of grace. There will be no need for God to establish the system of grace. And part of what was wrong with the system of the law was that even though the law was true, the law revealed God's value system, but the law itself was deficient in transforming the people that it was written to direct. So the people were carnal people, the people were sold under sin, and then the law was just, the law was righteous. You see, the problem with that system is that the people we know never have the capacity to live up to the expectation of the righteous law, in that there were such individuals that were sold under sin. So the problem with the old system was that it doesn't have the capacity to impart life. But it was faithful in unveiling the position of the value system of God. Are you there now? So God had to establish a new system. Meanwhile, the purpose of the law was to bring us to a point where we accept that we are incapacitated, where we accept that we do not have what it takes to fulfill the expectations of God. And in such a humbling situation, if God should provide a solution to our quagmire, we would jump at it, which is great. Because in grace, what God does is that he gives us enablement through his Spirit to live up to the demands of the law. So what he did in grace was not that he reduced the standard. If you check your Bible very well, you'll find that he even increased the standard in grace. But what he did is that he gave us the enablement to be able to live up to the expectations of God. So, Apostle Paul, in summary, brings us into doctrine. And he says the reason why the new system, which is a system of grace, in the system of grace, everything that God is offering us comes in through the conduit pipe of grace. And I need to explain what that means. Because in grace, it is God that is working in us to fulfill what he expects from us. See, the thing about grace, because some people called it unmerited favor, but that is somewhat of a diminished sense, a very, very diminished sense of the idea of grace. Because the concept of grace reveals God as the one that is factored with mortal man, giving mortal man the ability. It is God himself that is with man and in man, fulfilling the demands that he makes on man. See, anytime we define grace without identifying the fact that God himself is the one that is involved with man, walking in man and walking through man to satisfy his claims, to satisfy his standards, then we have preached such grace that is diminished in every sense. So, Apostle Paul is trying to teach us about the system of grace. He said, therefore, in the system of grace, therefore, it must be by faith. So what has necessitated the importance of faith is because the system we are operating in is the system of grace. I see you are more interested in what is happening by the side. Because of that, anytime I notice that, it means you have something, a passion, that is higher than the word of God. So I will hide the word of God from you. That's what I normally do. So I believe you understood what I just said. So I will continue. I'll try one more time. In the system of grace, faith is a must. The reason why faith is a must is because faith is the principle of conversion. If you go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible speaking says that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings domiciled in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Are you there? You are not there. So the question is, we are on earth. Why is it that God is blessing us with spiritual blessings? He would have domiciled it in Kaduna State so that we can just be packing. But the reason why he did not domicile the blessings in Kaduna State is because an election season will come and a strange person will win the election. And there will be policies and that will be established that will shortchange us. We will not be able to access that commonwealth that God has made available to us anymore. Do you understand? You people in Kaduna State must understand this more than any other person. So God knows that strange kings will come and use laws and policies to deprive us of our commonwealth. So he decided to domicile it in the heavenly places, where no form of trespass can take place. Are you there? Secondly, you might ask, because all of those spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. It's just like a bank account. God wants to cater for us. So he opens the bank account in the name of Jesus and puts all the commonwealth that is expecting to use to take care of all of us. Now, so the second question is, why didn't he open a bank account in my name? So that it will be direct. I won't need to access Jesus. Are you still following what I'm talking about? He would have opened a direct bank account in my name so that I can access it. The last time God did that, he opened a bank account in the name of Adam. And Adam had dealings with Satan, and Satan took our inheritance. So Jesus came to redeem that inheritance that Adam gave to Satan. Are you there? So since that time, God no longer opens personal bank accounts. The bank account is... Are you following that? That's number one. Then number two. Meanwhile, what I just told you now, I learned it from one man of God. It's not my own revelation. But I know you understood it. He blessed you. But I will tell you that I collected it somewhere. I didn't labor in the spirit to get it. I received it. Hallelujah. Are we there? But we still have the problem. The problem is that the things are domiciled in the heavenly realm. So how do you convert it
to concrete matter that we can use in this our frame of reference. The conversion principle is called faith. So all of the things that grace carries are spiritual, because the source of grace is a personality called the Holy Spirit. You're not following me. The administration, the throne that regulates grace, is the throne that Christ is sitting on today. You see, that's where grace is administered. Right? So when we begin to make demands on heaven, and God wants to build, God wants to fulfill, what he does is that he makes those spiritual currencies pass through the Holy Ghost to us. So the Holy Spirit happens to be the person that will be the administrator of that grace that will be released to you, so that actualization can take place in your life. Hence, you will find scriptures like Romans chapter 8, verse 26, that reveals that the Spirit helped our infirmities. Oh my God, this class is not with me. The Spirit does what? It helped our infirmities. You see, that's the Old Testament and the New Testament in one verse of Scripture. The Old Testament and the Old Testament system is a system of infirmity. Our infirmities are allowed, even though God reveals to us his value system, his expectation. With the resources of the fallen nature, we don't have the ability to furnish God's expectation. So, in grace, God makes himself available to us as the personality that fulfills his will through our lives. That's why grace is not just favor. It's not a thing. Grace is a person. Are you still with me? You know, when the description of the Christ was made, John was giving us a description of Jesus, description of the Christ. When the Word became flesh, the Bible says his content, his substance was grace and truth. That was what he contained. That was his essence. What happened in the cross was that when he was killed, the container that held grace broke. So grace became available. But it is not just available in every realm in the Spirit. It's only available in his own realm. And the conduit through which the grace passes to get to us is the Spirit. So, he says, it's the Spirit that helped our infirmities. Our infirmities are still there, but there is a system in grace that is designed to help it. And the one that administers the help is who? So that arrangement where our infirmities can be helped is what grace is. You get it? Oh, you are not with me. I was born in Tamara and I could not speak. And God called me to be a preacher. So what he did to my infirmities was that he made grace available. And then in grace, I found something called utterance that is better than speaking. Because in utterance, we have spirit-energized communication that relates the heart of God to the heart of man. That's the highest operation of communication. It's communicating by the power of the Holy Ghost. It is in that framework that the heart of God can be dispensed without any form of ambiguity, without any attempt to diminish the power of what initially came from God. I found that in grace, an utterance is better than communication. So I still have speaking problems when I'm not anointed. But if I'm going to preach the gospel, I have all the words through grace. And it will surprise you that I don't study the dictionary. It is handed out to me. What to say is never a problem for me. That's when I'm preaching. But when I'm on ground, the symptoms of stammering still invade my life. That is an attempt from God to make me understand that, you see, the day I leave you, that's how you are going to be. I said, all right, I understand that. I know that very well. And I'm not planning for you to leave, you know. Oh, my God, hallelujah. It is good for God not to solve all your problems. Let him leave one so that you will be aware of what can happen to you if he walks away. The Spirit helped our infirmity. So that's the system of grace where God himself is the one that is available to help our infirmity. And you see, the infirmities there is in plural. It means we are a bag of infirmities. We are incapable on all fronts. But when grace comes, which is the person of the Holy Spirit, he begins to apply help to our infirmities. It means only those areas where I'm willing to receive help, I will see help for my infirmities. But unfortunately for me, I am a bag of infirmities. I'm a definition of infirmities. I'm the description of infirmities, and it is only grace that can cure it. That is suggestive of how dependent we are supposed to be on God. If there is anyone that is a true believer here, and you have started practicing prayer for some time, I have like 27 years experience in prayer. But it's still very hard for me if the Holy Ghost is not around. Very hard. I know your own, you just come and you are connected. But me, when the Holy Ghost is not there, I don't like praying because I know I will need a massage. It's a sign of infirmity that you cannot do the things of God on the strength of the currency of your flesh. So the story of the New Testament is that God, in the person of the Holy Spirit, is there to help our infirmities. And the description of the New Testament man is man plus Holy Ghost. That is the new man. Man plus what? Holy Ghost. So in any way that we deny ourselves the ministry of the Holy Ghost, because there are those of us that do not believe that in this age, believers should speak in tongues. You are not aware of the fact that if the devil cannot get you from giving your life to Christ, the next thing the devil will do is for you never to know the Holy Ghost because he doesn't want you to receive help. Satan can manage you even as a PhD holder, can manage you as a professor. Your knowledge that you got from maybe you will be the reason why you will not progress when Satan is on your case. Because you will think that knowledge was actually something. You will look at yourself in the eyes of that knowledge, and as long as you are not willing to humble yourself, there will be no potential difference for grace to flow into your vessel. So that knowledge becomes a barricade to you. Because God will strip you of any strength you claim to have so that your vessel can be empty enough to receive the grace of God. So you find men like Apostle Paul testifying and saying, I am what I am by the grace of God. And meanwhile, that guy was some guy that had things to boast about, but he discovered that as long as he holds on to the trophies and the laurels that he received from men, from institutions, from his process of feeding his soul with knowledge that cannot give life, as long as he holds on to that, he disqualifies himself for the excellent knowledge. That excellent knowledge he speaks about is the knowledge of the workings of the administration of God that supplies for our infirmity. Are you still with me? So that I will not end up teaching grace. Let me go back to the scripture. Now, the man controlling this thing, don't move it. Leave the scripture where it was. Don't. I know you are already excited and you are moving. No. Leave it. Right. Amen. So the Bible says, therefore, the system of grace functions by faith because the substance, the frame of reference that captures the substance of our currency is spiritual, and faith is the principle of conversion by which we take advantage of things that are spiritual and we begin to benefit from things that are spiritual in our natural estate. Faith is the principle of conversion. And that's why God was not afraid to make our resources spiritual and to domicile them in heavenly places, because he knows that he created us with the capacity to believe. And that capacity to believe is one of the obsessions that God has. God has an obsession. And his obsession is that he wants to be believed. So the systems that God has put in place are systems that require that we believe him. And that's why we are called believers. Because it is a description of the faith system that gives us access to the currencies that are supernatural and spiritual, that withdraw from the office of the Christ, that swallows up our infirmities so that we can have the capacity to fulfill our mission on earth with not with human ability, but with divine ability. And if it happens to be that God's assignment for your life, you are laboring in human ability to fulfill it, even though you succeed, God will not accept your labors because flesh is filthy in the sight of God. That's what the Bible says, seeing that we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably in reverence and in godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. I don't want to go there. He said, let us have grace. That's the only way we can serve him acceptably. So even though he cures me of my speech impediment and gives me the ability to be an orator, I will still go to him to seek the ability to speak for him. Because if I start speaking naturally with my natural ability and natural prowess, everything I do at that level he will not accept, because it was not done by grace. One of the things that we need to ask ourselves, oh ministers of the gospel, is what you are doing, is it by grace? Because you may succeed in the eyes of men. And you know, you say, our God is a consuming fire. You? Oh, you're not with me. How can we fly? How can we fly? You know why he made that statement? Our God is a consuming fire. Have you gone to the book of Revelation? You're going to see Jesus. Jesus manifests as the priest after the order of Melchizedek. And the Bible reveals that his eyes burned like a flame of fire. Our God is a consuming fire. He is talking about the eyes of Jesus. And when Jesus takes a look at your walk, if your walk does not fit into his perspective, if it's not what he sent you to do, that you did, it means it's outside of his perspective. And you know that every human being has binocular vision. You can see only from 180 degrees to the front. You are as blind as you can see. Now, if Jesus shows up and what you have done is not in keeping with his perspective, it's not what he instructed, it's not how he intended it to be done, even though you did it, it will burn. Because it's not. Eyes are like a flame of what? So my life is going to be a waste in eternity if the things I achieved, I did not do them by grace. That's the reason why I will not promote myself. Because I can. I have the ability to promote myself. Oh, you don't know? Flesh is powerful. That's what Nimrod used to commission that tower. Flesh can't. But a man that knows that the only thing that God will recognize in the frame of reference called eternity, are those things that are built by grace. Even if you have the opportunity to promote yourself, you will know better. You will wait for him to promote you. People are not the same old. You might see a minister is popular. He might have promoted himself. And you know how you will know? Give him 10 years. Our prophetic masters, they told us that you cannot be fake for 10 years. And you know why it takes long? So that you can be fully snared. Oh, God, eh? He will even allow you, he'll fan you. You'll be going to the flesh. Then when you want to relax yourself, I have come. He'll just take something. He will touch like this. You know how we do it? We just change the season. And in this new season, all you have doesn't is not currency in the new plane. That is, you are still like this, like a balloon without no breeze to blow you up. Even though you are shouting, you are going down. I have many opportunities to promote myself. A guy came in from Maiduguri and he said, "Do you know that you are a fool?" I said, I don't know why you say so, but maybe you can teach me." Then he showed me where they were selling my messages. That he went to Alaba, they were selling my messages. Went to Maraba, they were selling it. Then he showed me the market on his computer. "This is the market for your messages. I know you are not aware. Here's the market. And this market is your prosperity. This is the shape of your prosperity." And he now showed me the things we could do to market the messages. And that he, because he's a marketer, he has already devised a system for marketing. He will be bringing me so millions every quarter. So millions. And I told him that, "Unfortunately, your design is perfect, it's seamless. Because while I was still in the service, they took us on foreign trainings, taught us a lot of stuff, market fundamentals. I know all of that. So I was looking at it in the eyes of my training. It was seamless, airtight system." "Well, you know what?" I told the young man, "I said, indeed, you are wise. But Jesus told me that we should not sell messages. He said we should give it free. That when truth saturates the realm, falsehood will die a natural death. That's what Jesus told." Then the man told me that "you will never break through, you never." And took his laptop and left. Do you know what? It's better to be God's fool. Because he's the one that is making grace available. You don't pay for grace. And in order for him to make grace available, he makes himself available. How can you pay for him? So I receive from God, then I spare. Freely I receive, but I put. The young man is not aware that before he came, we sat down, my team, and said, "All right, we developed a system on our website, put some codes, wrote some programs, and we put $5 per year." He didn't know that we did that. I was putting on my shoelace to go for crusade. Huh? He now told me, "Who told you to stay?" I said, "Baba, you were there when we were writing programs. You didn't speak." "Hey! We were writing programs." So, you don't understand. "Who gave you this? If it's not your will, we were writing the program. It took us almost 3 months to write the program, to lock things up. You didn't show up. We were praying to you." He said, "I'm a king. I choose when I speak." We are not mates now. When I decide, I said, "Okay, this is the time to talk." That's when I came. You should be thankful that I spoke. Because you would have continued and you would have succeeded. And then I will wait for you on the other side. And when I look at what you have done, it will burn. So I now saw the tender message of God in that the Lord came and warned us. So we abandoned that project. 2 weeks later, the guy came with computer. May the Lord give you understanding. "I am what I am by the grace of God." Oh my. So the system is a system of grace. That's what makes faith inevitable. So the Bible says, "Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace." And the moment it is by grace through faith, then the insurance policy is rigid. "To the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." Now the next verse is my real verse. This is just an introduction so that we understand the subject. He says, "As it is written," this is the promise that was given to Abraham, "I have made thee a father of many nations." This is the promise. Oh, you are not following. Are you following me? Stay with me. "As it is written," this is God speaking, "I have made thee," speaking to Abraham, "a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things that be not as though they were." So the way God introduced himself to Abraham when it came to him, was in two forms. I am the God that quickens the dead. That's the first introduction. What's the meaning of that? Resurrection. I am the God that does what? That quickens the dead. I am the God that calleth those things that be not as though they were. That means in our discussion. Even though Isaac has not yet come, I can call Isaac and be talking about Isaac, talking about Jacob, talking about Israel, talking about the time of their captivity, 400 years under the hands of the Egyptians, because I call things, I speak about things that be not. I am a creature that is bigger than eternity. So when I speak, I'm not limited to time. I call the things that be not as though they be. So if you want to move with God, hallelujah. For instance, it was 2 weeks to my promotion exam to become a management staff in my office. We'll go to Nikon for 2 weeks, then we'll write exams on the 14th day. I knew I would pass. Because you can't write an exam that I will fail. No. I have the mental power by the grace of God to pass. So I knew that I was a manager. All the exams we did, the least I got was 74. And pass mark is 70. That's a good one for me. So I was already thinking of how I'll be moving as manager like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was thinking of how I'll be moving. Then he came in the evening. I said, which day will your passport expire? I said, 28th of September 2020. He said, all right. You got it right. Your job expires that day too. And that's 1 week to the exam. So your job has what? The exam was second week of October. This day was 3 days to the expiration of my passport. And he came to announce to me that my passport has expired. My job has what? Expired with my passport. And it was so loud. I knew he was the one that spoke. So I said, yes, sir. And on the 5th of October, I put in my resignation. My colleague said the evil spirits have been casting on crusade ground. Finally, I've manipulated my destiny. But I heard him. Are you there? So on the 5th of October, I put it in. On the 6th, it was signed. And on the 6th of October, the next year, my office was scrapped. 1 year after my letter was signed, are you there? My office was what? Because he calls those things that be not. It is with that backdrop that he begins to relate with you. You don't know anything. Even your history, you don't know it. The day, those of you that are sons of men here, the day you were circumcised, you can't remember the day. Meanwhile, that was the greatest pain you ever felt, you will ever feel in life. But you can't remember it. And you call it your past, but it's lost. How much do you think you know? The geography that you studied, how much of it do you still remember? You call yourself an accountant. Is there everything in accounting that you know? That's why you are going on training every year so that. But the Lord loves most of us. He begins to talk to you from your future. Many of you think that prayer is informative. God doesn't know, so let me tell him. The Bible says that he knoweth the things that you need even before you ask. So how do you impress? How do you pray to a God that already knows what you need? I don't want to pray. You know how you pray to a God that knows what you need before you ask? you pray by faith. That's the only way you can be on the same page with him. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed. This was the promise. Are you there? As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God that raises the dead, even God that calls those things that be not as though they were. So my future that I don't know, he knows it. That's why I need to befriend him. I need to be. It's in my interest for me to be intimate with him. He will give me intelligence that no man knows. He can give me insight into the scriptures that is not common. He can make you stand out just because you are intimate with him. They say, where is this guy touching this matter? He knows where to focus, which is on God that calls those things that be not as though. So those were the two frontiers, the two premises of introduction that God gave to Abraham. I am the God that quickens the dead. And the moment Abraham captured that revelation, you will see him walking with that revelation in the book of Hebrews. I'm going to stop. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning from verse 17 to verse 19. 11, 17 to 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 19 is my emphasis. This is why Abraham was able to offer Isaac. Are you there? Now, God had promised Abraham that your genealogy will be reckoned according to Isaac. The descendants that will come from your loins will be known by the family tree that Isaac has created. So he had that in his mind. Are you there? And he knows that God is not a God that lies. And then the same God came to him and said, you offer up Isaac. This was the knowledge that Abraham had that made it possible for Abraham to offer Isaac. Because there are five things that faith contains. One of them is knowledge. Knowledge. There is another logic level. There's a logic level that the knowledge of God brings you into. You can't believe a God you don't know. So one of the ingredients of faith is knowledge. This is the knowledge that was behind Abraham's obedience. He said, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. Why? Because when God came to introduce himself to Abraham, he introduced himself what? As the God that quickens the dead. So when God said, offer Isaac, even though in him your genealogy will be called, it was clear to him that God wanted to answer the name of his introduction. And so he accounted. He reasoned. The logic was that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Hallelujah. Are you there? Hallelujah. Now, so Abraham was able to digest the introduction that God gave him about himself. I am the God that raises the dead. And that was the motivation behind his offering Isaac freely, because he knew that God had the capacity to raise him up from the dead. That's not all. Go back to the Romans where we left off, and then I'll just tie it up. And when I do so, I will sit down. I'll make a point, and I will be on my seat. Okay? Are you there? Now, seeing that God, Abraham had received the revelation that God was passing on to him. This was the effect in verse 18 of chapter 4 of Romans. He says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. The reason for his believing was so that he, God's promise concerning him will come to pass. It was not logical. It was not to believe like that, other than the fact that God had introduced himself to be the God that quickens the dead, and God is expecting Abraham to relate with him from that standpoint. So he was able to go beyond the evidences of nature that seemed to stand against that position that only faith could capture. The Bible says it's against hope. He believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Next verse. As I round up. So the Bible says, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. So if you check Abraham's life, there were so many dead things. One of the dead things was his own body. Dead. Another dead thing was Sarah's womb. Sarah was barren. And Sarah had entered menopause. That is childlessness raised to power 2. His own body was dead. Sarah's womb had died and was dead. So the only kind of God that can work here is a God that whose specialty is in the area of what? Raising the dead. That's why he came with that introduction. And the Bible says, against hope, he believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. He did not consider his body that was now dead, neither did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was what? Next verse. He was what? He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, if it is God that gave us this team, let me make an announcement before I sit down. If it is God that called it resurrection, there must be an evidence of something that died, something that cannot arise by human means, by medical means. There must be an evidence. It might be a womb. It might be the deadness of someone's body. A couple came to me, and they came from the lab. They ran a test on the husband and found out that he had no sperm. They injected him to induce mass production. They tested again and saw there was no life in that place. So they came to me. I know you not believe, but I believe in the God that raises the dead. So when they showed up, I prayed with them. And as I was praying with them, I saw a son, and I prophesied as I was commanding, that you will have a son, O woman. They didn't believe. She took it. The guy went back to the hospital. It was still zero. And then he was confused. He said, whether his wife had. When she delivered his carbon copy. Some of you know him, so if I call the name, you will know, but it's not right for me to call him. One of my pastors came. That one, I even made it public. Say, he has a problem of low sperm count. So I called him in the congregation. I said, you will not know I was late. It was not because I wanted to embarrass him. I called him. You will have a child. This is what the doctor said, but the Lord is saying you. his wife took him with low. I've seen the one of zero. I've also seen the one of low. If God is the one that said resurrection, by the time we finish tomorrow, there is something that has died that must come back to life. You didn't hear my announcement. I said, if God is the one that said resurrection, I'm just introducing him to you in the Bible. And that was how he introduced himself to Abraham. If it is him that said resurrection, there's something that has died that must come back to life again. A lady ran to me because her child had died in the womb. The doctors had checked and they were waiting for her to come for evacuation. In fact, they told her that the child is 2 days dead. And when they are evacuating, she will not see any form. She was in a meeting like this and the Holy Ghost took over. I could not preach. I didn't know the reason why the Holy Spirit delayed my preaching was that he was giving life. He rose that child up in the womb and he delivered him life. In the same hospital of the doctor, and said the child had died. I'm going to stop there. It depends on what you believe. But something that has died, oh man. I can't say more than this because of time. I'll just. Something that has died will come back to life. Okay. Rise up. Let's stop that. Before whom he believed, even God that raises the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You know, when we were a few days ago, I prayed online. I prayed, I said, even those whose genotype are SS become AA. People on grass say, amen. 3 days later, one guy, I don't know from where, what part of the world, he sent me lab results. Lab results that showed that his genotype changed from the previous SS that he has had all his life to a new AA. Are you with me? I went to London. I prayed and I asked God to change genotype. A lady that is being managed from a certain hospital, they know her genotype. Then she now went after the prayer. The thing had changed. And the doctor was an unbeliever. They detained the lady. You understand what I'm talking about? They did what? They didn't celebrate with her that they detained her. Quickly, and wrote a referral letter to Oxford that this lady must be in custody. Because, in fact, they boggled her to Oxford, where the masters of science were, and they investigated. I think God got more angry, and so they had to discharge her. She is no longer a sickle, and even the unbeliever doctors had to bow down to that. Before whom he believed, even God that raises the dead and calleth those things that be not as do. So I close again by making this statement that if you see, I didn't pray for the eyes, Pastor T, you see, interrupting, so they don't believe that my prophecy was true. Okay, maybe we'll postpone the eyes till tomorrow, okay? Anything, something that is dead, the proof that God said fast. I don't know where you got this, but if it is God, somebody will experience. God bless you, Jesus.